want to do something about the plastic waste problem before it ruins the world. We want to do something about the housing problem, housing deficiency in the world, and the explosion. As I mentioned, 160 million today, 360 million by 2050. And that's just in Africa, south of Sahara. And we want to create jobs, a lot of jobs, because jobs is security. And they're doing something for the planet. And then we have the fourth pillar of the company. And the fourth pillar, the corporate social responsibility. These four pillars we believe will help create a stable society. These are really important for us. These values our partners will have to take on as their own.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we talk to the passionate Frank Catalati, founder of Athalo, from plastic waste to modern houses. He joins us from Vardø, Norway, a small island in the Barents Sea. Welcome, Frank.
Thank you, Vidya. It's really nice to be here. I've really been looking forward to this talk.
I was fascinated when I looked up your town on the globe. You're pretty far up north there.
Yeah, we're as far north as you can get in mainland Europe. We're way above the Arctic Circle, and we are the only place in mainland Europe that by definition has the Arctic climate, which is we have no summer, which means we don't have over 10 degrees Celsius in average during the three summer months. But it's a really nice place. I love getting into history about my hometown, born here, back to the old Greeks who was visiting here. And they are the first to mention the holy mountain Dolmen and describe the entrance to the underworld. And they were the first to describe the people who lived here. They met the high, fair people who lived here, which had no word for war, but they all mastered magic. And throughout history, magic has been a key word for the population up here.
Do you still see the Aurora Borealis?
Yeah, the aurora up here, if it's not snowy or cloudy, you will see the aurora. I was out to film the aurora yesterday, but it started to cloud and get into snow. But up here, over the Barents Sea, and you see the green waves of the aurora, and almost, we call it the curtains, waving on the starry night sky, and you have this pink edge of the green curtains. That is amazing. If you don't believe in magic before, I promise you, you believe in magic and something bigger than yourself afterwards.
Now back to reality, the real reality. World Bank and Habitat for Humanity report that as of December 2018, 30% of the urban population lives in a slum. That is, every seventh person worldwide lives in a slum. As shocking as the number is, could you just tell our listeners, what is a slum?
What is slum? What is the absence of safety? What is the absence of clean water? What is absent of health? What is living in insecure environment? Not being able to have, you know that English term, my home is my castle. You're able to feel safe. What is the absence of safety? That is slum. Health problem or health issues, lack of water. It's a breeding ground for sickness, illnesses. And I might be jumping into things now, but during this pandemic we're in now, the COVID-19, it's been a huge, from both national governments and from the UN, a huge focus, or even bigger focus, on actually slums, because this is where the poorest and the one who has less means is packed together. Because in a slum, you have one shack, 6-8 people living in that one room, bad conditions, you have no clean water, you're not able to maintain
social distancing is non-existent.
No, it's non-existent. And you have this packed shack upon shack. This is breeding ground for epidemics. That is the most, I would say, the most scary thing. And even, again, maybe I'm jumping into things now. Slums, we tend to think about slums as we who are living in normal house. We have running water, we have healthcare, we have everything we need. And we believe that slum is poor people. Of course, we know that they have health issues. They're not able to have their keep the social distancing required. Being a breeding ground for diseases, it also affects. One, as you said, 1 in 7 live in slum. But even the 6 other can be affected by slums, since it's a breeding ground for other diseases, which hit anyone worldwide.
For people in the Western countries who haven't seen a slum, the first time they ever saw a slum was probably in the movie Slumdog Millionaire. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. It was shot in one of the largest slums in Asia, Dharavi in Mumbai. And most of these slums, they're not typically dangerous. Most homes don't even have locks. The neighbors are very supportive of each other. And they are extremely, extremely poor people who struggle with everyday living, you know, going to work. Some are manufacturing units, which who manufacture their own homes, small-scale cottage industries. And so it is a completely different perspective than the high crime, poor areas that we see in other parts of the world. So a slum is typically in the urban population, right?
Yeah. It is, strangely, slum is a urban both situation and living. What we're seeing today is we have a population growth, but we also have urbanization where people move from the more rural areas, but they actually are able to maintain better living, and even though it might be poor, but as people tend to move into more urban areas, which creates slums. The promise of a better life, jobs are often in the bigger cities. It's really strange. We see that slums are growing into what we're seeing now. We've been discussing this with the UN, but as Africa, which we have until now had the main focus, and in particular, we started out in Kenya, in Nairobi. We had this first-hand view and discussion, and the UN showed us the slum of Kibera in Nairobi. And you see that, yes, we have a huge population growth in Africa as well. As people are, the population is growing more and more, goes into the big urban cities, urban centers, and that actually magnifies the problem of population growth, because population growth in the rural areas could be somewhat positive, but somehow we tend to gather, as human beings, we tend to gather in these huge cities, which just heighten the problem. And that, to me, it puzzles me. But it might be because I'm actually not very urban myself, living in a small town. And that heightens the problem. So more and more people, both by population growth and by migration, tends to end up in slums. And that has huge impact in both the local economies. It has a huge impact in health problem, health issues. So we magnify our own problem. In most countries, we see this migration into the urban areas from the rural areas. And that magnifies the problem, even in industrialized countries. But like India, 1.3 billion people, if I'm not mistaken, it has the same amount of population as the entire continent of Africa. And when you have the migration of that amount of people into the more urban areas, that would create all sorts of trouble. And the dream of having a better life, it dies.
It's really, really tough. And I remember I used to take the bus to college, and my bus used to go right through Dharavi, the slum that we spoke about. And It was rough, even for me, to see the conditions in which the kids go to school, women are going about their jobs. It's very, very tough to see it and start to get desensitized, even though I was, you know, seeing it every single day, you know. So let's talk about, what is the meaning of the word Otalo?
Otalo is an old, old Norse, Norwegian name. And we wanted it to have, we believe that we, our technology, the vision behind is to make impact. And the meaning of the word Otalo is, the name is seen as the expansion of the light of individuals and collective human consciousness against the forces of ignorance and the darkness of the world. That's a deep meaning. It actually says that we want to make lives better. We want to make people have a beautiful, meaningful, safe life. We want to be part of people's life. We want to make a difference. We want people to look at the waste as a resource. We need to change the way we see the entire world, the use of resources. And the name Otalo actually incorporates all of these things. But Otalo as a company going to make change. But when I say we, I mean all human beings.
You're sitting way, way north. How did you get connected to the problem in Africa?
I'll take you through the how this came about. A bit about my background. I've been worked for the armed forces or the government and my entire grown life. I suffered from PTSD from one of my tours in a war zone and had to leave the army. Moved back home to